Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Georgia Dogs Podcast on the Believe Podcast Network.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it did.
Joe Cox with an up and out. Wide open! Touchdown! Israel Troop!
Snap to Young, drops back, pressure from the edges. He throws near sideline, and it's intercepted! Intercepted, Keely Ringo at the 21, off he goes, 40, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, near sideline, breaks a tackle, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, 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 Georgia!
Good evening, neighborhood. How about them dogs?
32, 18, let the celebration begin.
Well, 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 good evening. We're back. It's a Monday evening. A little Monday Night Football, not only on ESPN, but right here on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network. Joining me, as always, is my man Israel Troop at TroopStar28. What's up, man?
What up, brother? What up? Glad to be back for another week and another Georgia.
That's right. Yeah, a dub to say the least. Georgia back to their dominating ways. The Auburn game, 42-10. Now Vandy, 55-0. I think I saw some stat where like this is the 16th or 19th game that Georgia under Kirby Smart has not allowed a single touchdown. So pretty impressive, if you ask me.
That's pretty good for defense that had so many draft picks this year. One defense is still – they're still balling. You know, still that junkyard dog defense. GATA all day.
Right on, man. We'll get to that here in just a second. But if you want to find us on the audio side, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Apparently, Believe has two channels there. If you're a subscriber to TuneIn Radio, please check us out there. Sports.tv, we're rocking and rolling there. And, of course, our YouTube channel at Believe in Georgia Dogs on YouTube. Subscribe to that as well. And if you want to join in on us at Believe in Dogs on all social platforms, at TroopStar28, at CoachBurton36. You can find our TikTok channel. You can find us just about anywhere, really, as we are presented by BetOnline.ag. Wanted to let you guys know the football is back. BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. You'll find the latest odds, matchup info, player news, and game trends as your continued source for all your wagering info. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, live scores, and giveaways all season long. It's always the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports and events like MLB, MMA, tennis, boxing, golf, college football, and the NFL, amongst others. So head to betonline.ag, join and receive your 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use the promo code BELIEVE. That's BLEAV to receive your rewards. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Israel, did you play this past weekend?
I did, and the odds were not in my favor. And unfortunately, it was a rather weird week of college football. Every odd that I took, I was guaranteed even our picks for this week. I was definitely going to hit. They did not.
Yeah.
I was
the same way. I'm glad I didn't play, actually. Because I would have lost big time. The house would have got me. Good.
I play some parlays because at least if I play a parlay, I won't bet. If you win, you win big. If you lose, you lose a little bit. So it was not a good week. NCAA and or college. Or the Falcons won the
They did. They won big too. Yeah. I don't think anybody did. I mean, the 49ers are one of the best teams in the NFL, and let's just say the Falcons are not, but things are trending upward for the Dirty Birds, which is good. They should wear those uniforms all year long, and they'll probably win.
The NFC South is rough at this particular moment. The Bucs, they too.
Yep, and Robbie Anderson got kicked off the field and then subsequently traded this morning to the Arizona Cardinals. So that was interesting.
Headlines are going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Brady's yelling at his offensive linemen. The Saints, they got beat too, I think, right?
I think
so. Pretty sure they did.
But that game had a lot more points scored than I thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, this is not to believe in NFL. You can find that on SiriusXM, which hopefully will soon to be home of all the Believe College shows as well. But until then, you can find them on SiriusXM. You can find us everywhere else. But that's BetOnline. They sponsor our picks. Hopefully, we will do better this week. I might throw in an NFL spread, maybe. Who knows?
We do a lot better this week.
But let's recap the game. Georgia's on a bye week, so there's no opponent to preview, so this might be a little bit shorter of a show. But we'll recap all of Week 7, including the game that Georgia's was up against, which I don't like ESPN for doing that to us. But yeah, so let's start with the Georgia game, the good, the bad, the ugly. I know you got a kind of a late jump. You went to the pumpkin patch. We had a garage sale that ended, was supposed to end at 2:30, ended a lot earlier because it was not well advertised. But so I was doing work getting the garage back in order after our garage sale and hauling stuff to Goodwill and all that good stuff. But the things I noticed about this game, you know, the offense was finally clicking.
Mm-hmm.
Stetson was on point from the word go. I think he's just kind of settled down a little bit. And you could tell when he settles down, he's really good. When he's overhyped and trying to do too much, that's when he's off. That's when he misses throws high.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy to see that Stetson was back in his groove.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Back and watched the game yesterday. I'm going to prepare for the show. And one thing I did notice is we went tempo. There was a lot of tempo within the game, whether, you know, no huddle right now, line up and let's go, kind of chill, but it kind of got Stetson the rhythm. One thing I did notice, do tempo, Stetson does a lot better. Whenever he has time and survey the defense and think about it and how the play is coming in, I think he kind of over a little bit, kind of sees some things that's not there. But once we're tipped the game plan, mm-hmm. he performed well. I mean, he threw some dimes. Rose made a great game. Blaylock got him a touchdown. Our backs are absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We established run once again. So once he gets in rhythm, you know, we're playing with tempo, getting our football. That's rough of a man. Washington had a great well. So, I mean, there's nothing bad. You can say about this game on Saturday.
No, there's not. I mean, you know, defense was on point again. Jamon Dumas Johnson looks very comfortable leading that defense. You know, obviously learned from some of the best linebackers, you know, the trio that got drafted last year. But it was good to see, you know, the receivers really having a really good day. Jackson Meeks got some meaningful playing time. Dominic Blaylock was finally. He was finally a big factor there. You know, Brock Bowers did his thing. Darnell Washington did his thing. Gilbert caught a touchdown. He's back in the mix. That was fun to see. Carson Beck, I thought, had a really nice outing. I mean, he really looked dialed in. He really looked comfortable. And, you know, I was going to joke, but I'm just not witty enough sometimes to come up with a Carson Beck quarterback controversy joke. But he really did look good. And, you know, if something were to ever happen to Stetson, I feel a little bit more comfortable with that Carson Beck could run this offense with not a ton of drop off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's getting more reps at practice. Let's just be honest. The Stetson show, you know, any quarterback has their moments. Bryce Young had against Texas, you know, coming out a little bit slow. He did have it against Tennessee this weekend. But, you know, every quarterback goes through the little growing pains here and there. You know, he had to get an O-line. They had to gel together. Missing some guys because of injuries. Had to have some guys. Right now, I mean, we're right now, and it is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
to see.
Yeah, we're back at it. You know, the tough stretch that we had with Kent State, Missouri, and the first half against Auburn, where things, it seemed like we were pressing. We knew we had to fight against the headlines. We had to fight against the naysayers that were to say, oh, well, this ain't the number one team in the country. And we were trying to play like we were the number one team in the country instead of just relaxing and doing what we do best. And you had corners that were struggling, which we knew was going to be the case at some point. We had corners that were struggling, switching from man to zone, trying to find their fit. Young guys on defense making mistakes, young guys on offense making mistakes, stupid penalties, turning the ball over, things like that that just doesn't help you get involved in the game. But yeah,
I mean,
stuff like that.
Yeah, the defense is looking, I mean, absolutely phenomenal. You know, go start looking a little bit more comfortable. You know, I just think he just has to go out there and play. You're a great corner. I mean, just go out there and ball, young fella. He missed time to jump at the beginning of the game, which easily would have given up a touchdown. He bounced back and had a great game. You know, they said Smil Mondin, the guy that you know would be,
yeah,
you and I both eye on. You know, with Nolan out there and Stackhouse and all those guys balling right now, Jalen Carter back. I mean, with this week off, you know, it's a time to just, you know,
yeah,
bang so hard, relax and not relax, but you know, kind of work out some kinks, get some guys healthy, and be ready for this next gauntlet that's really about to hit with the things that, you know, Florida did some things well this weekend and that Tennessee had over Alabama. It is very, very important that we start clicking right about.
Yeah, and this is the time that we start. So the chat is alive and well. Don, welcome in. Cassidy says hi, but Don is number one team in the country. Georgia is right now. Congratulations. That is very true. We're finally playing like we're the number one team and not trying to play like we're the number one team. There's a huge difference there, believe me. And he lost his parlay for 1,000 to win 5,000 plus. All I needed was USC, Michigan, and they lose each by one. Yeah, those were tough beats on the spread there. Yep.
Yeah.
So
USC is about to get Coach 30, and I cannot wait. Alabama came out today. That was absolutely priceless. So I'm writing on the USC Coach 30 to come out, which I'm pretty
sure. Right on my notepad here. Okay, go see Coach 30. Yeah. This is gonna be really fun. Coach 30 might be one of the best things to happen to college football. So
he's been waiting to do that, and I think he got him pretty good.
That's so wonderful. I can't wait. But if you want to get involved in the chat like Don is, like Cassidy is, subscribe to our YouTube channel, jump in. If you're watching us on social media, head over to YouTube so you can get involved in the chat. We are welcoming to you. If you're on Facebook, chat there as well. Just make sure you put your name because it will show up as Facebook user. And we can't give you the proper credit. You'll just be Facebook user. So you'll be some random person that we say, hey, a random person.
Hey, guy.
Hey, guy. And we may get it completely wrong. Who knows? Okay, so to wrap up the Georgia game, just, you know, there's not a whole lot you can say to a 55-0 game, but the way that Vanderbilt's been playing lately, I think A.J. Swan is going to be a really special quarterback for them. There's a lot of things that I really like that he did. I thought our game plan against him was really good, which kind of doesn't give you a clear picture of what he actually is as a quarterback, but he's really good, really comfortable in the RPO game, which is something that I think will serve him well throughout his time at Vanderbilt.
That was one thing we took away from him. We took the RPO game away. Uncomfortable in the pocket, which he's a pretty good passer. We just made him, got pressure on him, hit him every time. He missed a couple of, and some of the receivers, were a little bit gunshy. I think the coverage is kind of messed him up. Went from zone, went to man, things like that, with his own blitz that we're doing. I think he's more so confused than anything. So, deals where you just got to, Vandy's going to be fine. They didn't play bad, in my opinion. I think that much better than them. But I think they're going to surprise some people late, moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way they played Ole Miss, I thought was very telling where they are with their program. If you were to compare Vandy to last year to this year, it's two totally different teams. I think this year's Vandy team would crush last year's Vandy team the way they crushed Hawaii this year. Like, they would 60 burger them. It would be embarrassing. I think, Vandy's not a bad team. It just was a bad matchup. Good game plan from the Georgia coaches. A much needed, win, and a much needed jolt of just kind of a reboost of confidence, I guess you could say.
Yes, great win on homecoming. Going off week. It is what it is. So, you took care of business. Only head, but you kind of look, especially this week. Just working on you. Get some rest, prepare for this next back end of this schedule, which is gonna be tough. You got some style competition coming in Florida, Mississippi State, Tennessee, Kentucky. Camp Kentucky out, even though they got beat this weekend. You never want to count out.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's get into some other action around the country then. Talking about some of the other games from around the league and from around the country that you may have missed concentrating on this Georgia game, or if you were like Israel out at the pumpkin patch, or if you're like me selling all of your items in a garage sale, trying to sell all your items, I should say, in a garage sale that was not very well advertised. Some of the games you probably missed were some of the early games, Ole Miss, Auburn. Auburn having a very bounce back performance against Ole Miss. What do you make of that game?
That was a real game. I thought Ole Miss was going to run it. I think they were up 28-0 at one point. that kid that Auburn has, a quarterback, he's a fighter. He's a tough hitter. Yeah. They bring Finley in. He fumbles the ball and they bring it back in. He goes down and scores. Tech Bisbee is man. That he is a force to be reckoned with at that running back position. I think they got to get some time up front and especially skill position. Auburn's defense came out and played a lot in the second half. I think it's more so because they weren't on the field as much as they were first half. So Ole Miss can score some points, and it's very, very nice to see them run. Dart is running this offense quickly. They're going to be a force, especially if they get everything figured out. Kind of watching
November 12th for those two.
The game to see this.
Yeah. The weekend the West was won for either team. Mm-hmm. So both teams have got to hang on until then. But I think Ole Miss, they have some lapses that they've got to try to figure out. To me, I think if they can, some lapses on defense, some lapses on offense that they allow when they get up, I think they kind of take their foot off the gas and allow the other team to kind of catch up. And against teams like Auburn, who are very streaky, you can't do that. Against teams like Alabama, who are very streaky, you can't do that. Some teams, it's okay. It doesn't matter. You take your foot off the gas, but teams in your division, which is a very strong division, You can't do it. Auburn is still a really good football team. They're just in disarray with the leadership.
Yeah, and I think doing, a pretty decent job now. I think, like you said the other day, I think that practice, which you have fun in the game. And I think that's – I think he's kind of, self-evaluating himself to what he can do better, help this football team. So they're responding.
I still think he's out though.
Yeah, I think so too, unfortunately. He's coaching his butt off. I think everybody on the app's coaching their butt off too. See, surprised to see them get any lower than what they already are. I think that was back into.
Yeah. I mean, he's coaching for his next job. I mean, it just doesn't seem like he wanted to be there. It just seemed like something happened behind the scenes and all the weight. Either somebody said, okay, you're fine, you're not going to be fired, or somebody just went ahead and just cut bait, because either way, it just seemed like a weight's been lifted off of him.
Yeah, I don't think he's –
which is good. It's a good thing.
He's not an SEC guy. Probably that he has. We can tell from him being – was just a kid.
Yeah.
He's just, being average at best. Getting the most out of them. SEC is different. You got to have a different mentality to coach kids in the SEC. I think that kind of didn't go in his favor either. Try locker room. Because they did love Gus. You say what you want to. The players did love Gus. So he walked into a tough situation.
The next guy will flourish there on the plains. Alabama, Tennessee. I mean, God, where do we start with this one? This was probably one of the best games of the season.
It's an absolute shootout. Let me just say this. Bryce Young, he is that guy, pal. I tweeted that on Saturday. I mean, the things that guy, keeping plays alive, what he should definitely sack. He's in the game, Alabama's a totally different football team. Whether, Bill O'Brien calls the wrong play or, things break on, he makes that team go. And if he's not playing on Saturday, Alabama gets destroyed. Simply, he even played, game, had a chance to win the game, just shows you what kind of competitor kind of kid he is. He understands that offense better than any quarterback now understands their offense. He is absolutely one at the quarterback position. Anything away from hitting Hooker, because that man absolutely balled. Throwing dimes. You can say what you want to. Alabama fans want to blame the refs. At the end of the day, you can't have those situations for the refs, in my opinion.
No.
Of course, some calls were absolutely but at the end of the day, you got to look at it and say he was in that position. You never want to leave the game up to a ref. Never.
No. Because it's never going to go in your favor.
Absolutely. You're in Tennessee and you're in Tennessee. You're in real. So it is what it is. But
ask Jimmy Johnson that question. Yeah, he did the same thing up at Notre Dame. How well did that go for Miami back in 1986?
Not so well.
Or 1988, rather. Yeah, not so well. I just think, when you get a record number of penalties in the Saban era, you make some boneheaded plays like the special teams play where the guy thought his guy touched it and he tried to recover it, and I thought his head was going to explode. Surprised it didn't.
If you even thought that your guy touched the ball, just fall on the ball.
Yeah.
Just fall on it. You tried to pick it up.
Just
says a play about the guy to push him into the ball, but touch him, just follow him. It's like a fumble.
Yeah, just follow it, protect it, and we'll take it wherever it comes. And okay, all right. I can see where you thought that. Great, cool.
Nick Saban, that point. It's the why'd you follow the ball? So don't follow it. That's a smart football player. Pick the ball up and try to run with
it. Yeah, and fumble it more and kick it back to the opposition. I think that string of penalties, they're down 14-7. They get a string of penalties that basically puts them on the edge of the goal line.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't help. They go down 21-7 on that because they kick it and give it back to Tennessee in field goal range already. They start the drive in field goal range, which is never a good scenario. I mean, they just played really tight in the first half. Bill O'Brien didn't help things. He was calling the game scared. He was afraid of Bryce Young's shoulder. Second half, Bryce Young's like, "Coach, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Just let's go."
Bryce Young wasn't scared of Bryce Young.
No. Bryce Young's like, dude, my shoulder's fine. Oh, he was throwing dimes, dude. It was impressive. I was like, did he really hurt his shoulder at all, ever? Because it doesn't look like it.
Modern medicine is amazing, ain't it?
Yes, it is. But yeah, second half, Jahmyr Gibbs, Bryce Young said, "All right, team, we're going to put you on our back and we're going to get back in this thing." And the kicker said, "Nope, no, you're not. Mm-mm. You're not." Going to just push this thing wide right.
He was nervous. I mean, that's over 105,000 people hollering at you, and they're right on top of you in that stadium as well. It's just one of those things where it was just Tennessee's day. You know, they couldn't be denied. Everything offensively they were working. Defense had to step up. That's probably the worst secondary in Alabama ever.
Yeah, that was weird.
Secondary.
The coverages were weird. The fact that they were blowing coverages and Jalin Hyatt was wide open on several occasions.
Absolutely.
They just run real odd.
By people, just butt naked running by people. A lot of eyes in the backfield, but Tennessee does give you a lot of eye candy with motion. I think John Heupel and that staff had a very good plan for Alabama offensively. They want to attack. Will Anderson wasn't much of a fact, which if you can keep him away from your quarterback and disrupting things, you're probably going to win the football game.
Tempo helps. Getting the ball out quick helps. Running right at him on several occasions helps, because he's not a stalwart in the run game, but he will just completely discombobulate and disrupt your offense. But it's crazy, man. Like, the game plan was incredible. They knew exactly what would keep Bama off balance. I kept waiting for Bama to adjust and for Will Anderson to take over the game. He never really did.
Never happened.
Never really did. They never flooded zones. They never tightened up coverage. They never pushed the pocket on Hendon Hooker very much to get him off his spot. They never got him out of a rhythm. They didn't get many hits on him. The one series I thought they did a really good job was when they stuffed him on fourth down. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, here's where Alabama takes over now. Okay, they stuffed them on fourth down. They go down and score. And I'm like, okay. And they tie it up. I'm like, okay, Alabama's about to take this thing over. Here we go. Yeah. It was fun while it lasted, Tennessee. And Tennessee said, no, not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend. That was a really good game. The game that really surprised me was Kentucky in South Carolina. Was not to happen at all.
Mississippi State. They played Mississippi State, didn't they? I don't know who South Carolina played.
South Carolina played.
No, that was like 2 weeks ago when South Carolina won and Beamer put the glasses on.
Oh, yeah. That was last week. What was
that one still shocks you, huh?
Wait a minute. It was a game. Hang on a second. I got to figure out which was.
It was probably Kentucky versus Mississippi State. That was one of the nightcap games.
Yeah, that's the game I'm thinking about. That's the one.
Will Rogers had a game.
Yeah, he did.
Levis is not healthy. Levis is not healthy. And when Levis is not healthy, that team's totally different. He's struggling, and a lot of it's just because he's still banged up. He's not ready to come back.
Yeah, man, that's
and it looked like it.
And he got hit one time. He had to be helped off the field. came back. But at some point, that staff's got to make a decision. Hey, look, dog, we need you for the rest of the season, not today. So, you know, we're going to have to make do. And you got to sit this one out.
Yeah, and I appreciate him being an absolute beast. But you just got to be smart about it.
Oh, yeah.
And November 12th is going to be a really tricky game against Mississippi State for us.
They sling that pill, and they're running the ball efficiently.
Mm-hmm. They're actually running the ball. That's think about that for a second. A pirate team that's scary.
Mm-hmm. Very Will scary. Will Rogers now be leading passer in the SEC all time right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Did that in 3 years.
Oh, God, I mean that's dangerous, real dangerous.
We got to go.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Suddenly, I don't like that game anymore. Yeah. Suddenly, I'm not so comfortable with that game. Suddenly, this really easy schedule that Georgia had became not so easy.
Yeah. Between that and Tennessee game now, worrisome. At least with those two.
Yeah, the Tennessee game. For Tennessee, you just gotta get them on their heels. You know. Just get them on their heels.
Georgia Tech, man.
Yeah. That's a very unnerving game.
May the odds be ever in our favor for these last couple of games.
Yeah. Start fast on both sides of the ball. If you put teams on their heels, get them out of their rhythm early. You hope to get a sizable lead to where now they are trying to catch up.
Yeah.
And they're – we got a shell shot. You know, the key to winning in the SEC is not the first to land a punch. It's the first to land a devastating punch.
And sustain those.
You know that point in the boxing match where you just land that punch and that guy's just like that opponent's just like, whoa, just stunned, just long enough for you to land a combo to knock him out. That's what teams in the SEC have to do. That's what ultimately Tennessee did that, and Bama was saved by the bell from being knocked out in the first round, came back. It was eventually knocked out in the 12th round.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how that fight went. True.
The West is coming down to Alabama, Mississippi State, who are the only undefeated team right now. Mm-hmm. The East is going to come down to Tennessee. And, yep. Ooh, you got to love that SEC, baby. You got to love it.
I know, right?
Who'd have thought Mississippi State in the conversation?
I got laughed at for picking them not last in the West on illegal motion. I got laughed at.
And now, like, look at us.
They're like, look, I'm like, dude, you have no idea. Will Rogers is a dude.
Yep, he is.
It's not fair. He is that guy. He's that guy, pal. I am that guy, pal.
They're running the ball, which we're really going to run at Georgia. But the fact that they can run the ball efficiently is scary.
That's always been the detraction of this offense. They can't run.
But now they
that's
can.
But so you drop eight, and now you can't do that because you drop eight, they're going to run it right down your throat.
Yep, that is very, very much true. But it's going to be an exciting time these last couple of weeks here, man, of the season. And I can't wait.
Coming down the home stretch, But Georgia's going to be off this week, so it'll give us a time to kind of catch up on the other places around the country and the other teams. I'll tell you what, man. If you want to watch some good football, some good competitive football outside of the SEC, go to the Big 12, man. Oh, my God.
A lot of points.
A lot of parity. Like, you never know week to week who's going to win. Like, Iowa State taking Texas to the wire, Oklahoma getting back on track in an epic 90-point shootout with Kansas. Never thought I'd see that. TCU is leading the conference.
Yeah, if you'd have told me that Kansas wasn't going to beat Oklahoma after what they did with TCU, I'd liar, which we both picked Kansas.
We both picked Kansas. We both rode the Jayhawks because Oklahoma, coming off a very embarrassing performance against Texas, Kansas coming off a very inspiring inspiring matchup with TCU and having the season of their freaking lives, coming into that game 5-0, then coming into the Oklahoma game 5-1, still ranked.
Just laying egg, man.
Laid an egg early, made a run late, but it was too little too late. Yeah.
With TCU, little Riley, man. He's dialing it up.
They had a big overtime win against Oklahoma State, which Oklahoma State was leading the conference.
Which I just,
along with TCU. Understand.
Oklahoma State was what game?
They're winning it by 17. They were winning it by 17. They had it well in hand too. That's the crazy part.
And just let them come back.
Yeah. I can see Denny Green right now. They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
He did let them off the hook.
By the way, I'm watching this Monday Night Football game. I'm sure as you are, as we're live here on a Monday evening. Did Melvin Gordon fumble again? I hadn't seen him play in a really hot minute.
I hadn't seen it. I was not completely forgot about that game. It's so boring. The Broncos are just boring to watch.
Yeah,
watch some paint dry.
They're bad. Yeah. Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
Yeah. Ride sleep.
Yeah. Ride me to not operate heavy machinery while I watch you play football. Football. What about Robbie Anderson getting traded? How about that?
That must have worked way before everything that he threw his temper tantrum. It was like, I'm out anyway, so it really doesn't matter.
Hey, you never know.
The NFL, although, but, man. They're very, very surprised. Packers and Jets game, never would have said. San Francisco, the Falcons, never saw that come.
Arthur Smith looking proven to be a really good hire.
Yep, never saw that coming.
Tampa Bay falling apart. Philly, I don't like it because it's Philly, and they just are not. Their fans are just not good, but. My God, is Nick Sirianni and his team fun to watch, though?
That offense is really, really good. Really, really good. Add that dominant defense, especially that front seven. You have to set a pretty good ball club.
Yeah. I mean, it's – oh, my God. I hate to admit it, but I do enjoy watching a Philly team.
It is.
I don't like watching the Phillies. The Phillies can, you know – you know where they can go.
But this weekend, man, watch Georgia finally get everything on track. Austin's throwing that pillow around. It was great. It's just great foot this weekend. Lots of
fun. Yeah, my Falcons won. Titans are off this week. So, you know, the Falcons are making it really difficult. At first, they were making it really difficult to stay on board. Now they're making it really difficult for me to finally cut that last string. to cut him loose.
Yeah, man. Just, very smaller. A really good job. Got Jake Cutter drinking the fans. I mean, yeah. Beat that.
No. Arthur Smith is man of the people. Mm-hmm. Man of the people. So, Israel, let's look ahead, man. Let's look ahead. So we're going to look on Bet Online. We're going to go through some of these odds. All right. You ready for this?
Hit me. Yeah. Maybe this week.
So. Maybe so. Well, on Thursday, Virginia plays Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech is resurgence. Georgia Tech is a favorite. That's how far they've come. It's a Thursday night game.
What's the spread? Well,
3 with the over-under at 45 and a half.
I like Georgia Tech by 3.
I do too. I think finally I can pick Georgia Tech. Virginia is struggling this year. It's just not good. Not a good situation for them. So I do like the Yellow Jackets. All right. Here's a spread I never thought I'd see because the spread was not quite this high ever. Ohio State hosting Iowa. Ohio State minus 29. Over under 49. Like, are they ever going to be challenged, Ohio State?
Not till they play Michigan. We saw Michigan.
Even when they play Michigan. Like, even when they play Michigan. I still don't think they're going to be.
I like them by 12. I like them by 30. They're going to be something to Iowa.
Iowa can't score. Iowa can't score. Iowa's going to get shut out. They're going to get shut out. It's going to be like 45 to nothing. Maybe 45 to 3. It's not going to be good. Mm-hmm. Which one of my good friends is an Iowa fan, hates the Ferentzes now. He's totally on board with them firing the Ferentzes.
They got to be for this year. Got to be.
Has to be. Like, I know them and Gary Barta are really close friends, but like at some point you got to realize that that seat is getting red hot there in Iowa. Yeah.
My friend will get me fired. That it,
or my son.
Stay friends. I have to let you go, dog.
Yeah, but it's either going to be Kirk firing his son, or they're both getting canned. I think is what's going to happen.
It looks like more so, though.
That's an 11 a.m. kick. That'll be probably on the Big Ten Network. All right. Let's see. Syracuse at Clemson. Syracuse comes in 13.5 point underdogs. Clemson playing some really good football lately. Syracuse also playing some really good football. Call me crazy, but I might take the points here at the very least. I don't know that Syracuse is going to win, but I might take the points here because Syracuse has always given Clemson fits.
I'm taking Syracuse in the points definitely because if one team is going to beat, it's going to be Syracuse. And they've proven that they can.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's at home.
Those kids are playing hard.
At Clemson or it's in Syracuse. They have been
it doesn't matter. They knocked out Trevor Lawrence out of the game years ago. I mean, they beat him on that Friday night that one year.
They should have won last year.
They should have won last year, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I just think Syracuse just has their number.
Yeah. Dino Babers,
a lot of orange in that stadium.
Going to be a big job after this year. He's going to get some phone calls.
Yes, for sure, as he should. And we thought he was going to get a few phone calls for bad reasons.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Kansas Baylor. Baylor 7.5 point favorites.
As much as I want to go with Kansas, what's the over-under in this game?
The over-under is 59. Taking the under.
That's a lot of points. The under.
That is a lot of points. I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to take Baylor. Baylor's got a better defense than we're giving them credit for.
They do. Their offense is struggling, but the defense.
Yeah.
We'll go with Baylor. Give me the under.
There you go.
I'm taking.
Great pick. Great pick. How about Georgia Southern pulling the upset last week? And Old Dominion pulling an upset last week?
Oh, thanks a lot.
Both teams.
Carolina.
I know. Thanks. Both teams square off. Both teams square off. Old Dominion is 2.5-point favorites over Georgia Southern. What do you think?
Where's game being played at?
Old Dominion, wherever that is. Maryland, I think.
I think Old Dominion in this one. Like they play Coastal last week. Ooh, I mean, that was about the very first offense play from Coastal. I mean, those boys were in there where he played football. I think Old Dominion, they're having a really good season this year. So I think I'm going to go Old Dominion in this one.
There you go. Yeah, I'm going to go the same. Old Dominion is pretty good. They're pretty sporty. All right, LSU hosting Ole Miss. LSU actually 2-point favorites in this one. Ole Miss undefeated. I'm taking Ole Miss plus 2. Yeah, yeah. I got the over-under 66.5. I'm going to take the under, and I'm going to take Ole Miss plus 2. That's crazy because I think Ole Miss is definitely the better team. They probably just watched them last week against Florida where they had a bit of a resurgence. A bit of a flash, as you say. Yeah, I'm not buying it. I'm with you. I'm not buying that. They're gonna have to show me. They're gonna have to beat Ole Miss at home pretty handily to show me that they're ready to compete. But this is the Magnolia Bowl. So
do they win
Magnolia
something?
Cup or they win a Magnolia trophy.
So you get an egg or an egg shoe.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a golden egg and a magnolia. And they're going to get both. I'm taking Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
Vanderbilt, Missouri, a game we thought once was going to be for the SEC seller. But Vanderbilt comes in to Missouri plus 14-point favorites, or 14-point underdogs, I should say, sorry. The over-under set at 52.5. Now, this is one point, this is going to be a futility bowl, but I think both teams are playing really good football right now. Missouri taking Florida to the wire, taking Georgia to the wire. Had Georgia on the ropes, just couldn't knock them out. Mm-hmm. A Vanderbilt team that took one on the chin last week, but played Ole Miss very, very tough before they ran out of gas. This is a weird one for me. It's a 3 o'clock kick Central Time. I may go with Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's going to at least cover.
I'm going the under, and I'm going Vandy.
Yeah, definitely the under. But I think Vandy's going to cover. I think Missouri plays everybody tight. Both, it just depends on which, the winner of this game is going to be determined on which team runs out of gas first. But I still think it's going to be close no matter what.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Vandy when
Not a ton of great games. Mississippi State at Alabama, which they thought was going to be a get-well game, a get-back-on-track type game, and Vegas still thinks that. Alabama's favored by 21. The over-under set at 61. Does Bama win and cover, or does Mississippi State cover and possibly upset?
I think Alabama wins, but I think it covers.
Yeah, I see like a 17-point win here. 14 to 17. I see this being a 2-touchdown or a 3-score game with, 17 points.
Yeah, Mississippi does play defense very well. The fact that they can run the ball now, they're not one-dimensional. So we saw what Tennessee did to them throwing the football. You ain't going to fix that in 1 week. Yeah.
So. And I'm taking the over, too. Because I think it's going to be – worst case scenario is going to be a 40 something to 20 something game. Like a 42-28 type game.
Yeah. For sure. Thing will be close enough, but eventually Alabama will away for the
they'll start scoring. Yeah. It'll be one of those they score like to go up 17 with like 3 minutes to go and Mississippi State fights their way back, throws a pick late, one of those type games.
Yeah.
All right, Texas 8-4 going against South Carolina. I mean, Texas A&M on the road at South Carolina, 6:30 p.m. kick. A&M is actually 3.5-point road favorites. South Carolina playing a lot better football now than they were at the beginning of the season after a big upset against Kentucky. Not sure what they did last week. I think they may have been off, but I think both teams are off, actually. This one's tough, but I'm inclined to – I'm going with them because of the environment, right?
Yep. Well, it takes A&M can't score.
Yeah, Haynes, they can't score unless the defense gives them a short field. Yeah. And even then, they struggle. Unless
Sacco just completely folds, and it's going to be a thing Sacco can potentially win this football game. Cover.
Yeah, I think they'll win outright. I have a feeling. I have a weird feeling that they'll win outright. This is one of those seasons where things are just falling apart for old Jimbo. Yeah. And they can't afford to fire him, so.
On that team, they live right.
No. And it might be the head coach. All right, last game we'll pick. We'll go out of conference. 7 p.m. kick, TCU hosting Kansas State. TCU's only 3.5-point favorites. Over-under set at 58. I'm going Horned Frogs here because why not?
I'm going Kansas. I think Martinez is going to have a very, very fun time against defense. Yeah. I don't think that Kansas State will make the mistakes that Oklahoma State made later in that game.
I just think Duggan's going to have a really nice game.
Absolutely.
To answer your question, Don, yes, I think Vandy's going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
You're not crazy for taking Indiana on a money line over Rutgers. And you like South Carolina money line over A&M also, yeah. All like those that. Are good. I might take your advice, Don, on Indiana versus Rutgers. Indiana played Michigan really, really tough. I mean, I guess we're talking about moral victories here, but it's Indiana-Rutgers, so maybe that's all we've got to go on, I guess.
All that in one stadium.
Yeah, not that's not one that I'm eager to pick. Let's just put it that way. I'm not jumping to bet online to pick Indiana Rutgers. If I do, I might have something of a problem.
Yeah.
It's not one that I'm fired up about. But those are our picks. What's that?
So you got some things you want if you're betting on Rutgers in Indiana? You got some problems. Man, I'm not need to see you.
I'm betting on Troy, man. I bet the house.
Hey.
Sir, you have a problem. I bet the house, man. It's the Gus Bus, man. I can't stay away.
Yeah, you know, you need to go see somebody.
I bet it on Air Force Boise. Yeah, like if you're betting on Air Force Boise, you're either a Boise fan or an Air Force fan, or you probably need to check into some sort of gambling rehab, whatever that looks
ASAP
like Rocky. All right. Well, that's gonna do it for us here on the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast. We're under an hour tonight, but it is the bye week. It is a Georgia bye week. So if you're a Georgia fan, enjoy some of these other games that we picked. Enjoy Ole Miss LSU. That's going to be a barn burner, Battle of the Magnolia Cup or whatever you want to say. But if you want to catch us each and every week, you can find us on social media. Our content will be here, there, and everywhere. If you like our picks, give us some feedback, subscribe, let us know how we're doing. If you're following Israel's picks, you're probably in really good shape, winning more than you're losing, which if you have more wins than losses, you're usually in pretty, pretty good shape. So it's the parlays that kill you, right?
Yeah. Just straight bet or take the over under a couple of one, but you know, I parlayed a couple of them, so
yeah,
I don't think I'm gonna do that this week.
I'm gonna play like a 16 game parlay for like $5 and just see if I can hit.
See if you
for like 91,000, like you win like $95,000 or some stupid that. We'll see if I can do that. I'm gonna include Indiana Rutgers in there just for,
I was about to say, there you go.
So I might need that phone number. when we're done here. All right, man. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. We hope you have a great rest of your week. Good luck this Friday against Greenbrier.
Man,
Not the same Greenbrier that we played. We played Lawrence County, who, if you know where Lawrence County is, then you're probably looking for it, because I couldn't tell you. We went there last year, and I still couldn't tell you where it was. I know that a portion of the trip we saw Amish people.
Whoa.
I can tell you that much. We saw Amish people.
That's rough, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We saw Brother Hezekiah. They were churning butter. No, they were in their horse-drawn wagon rolling down the highway.
Away from civilization there.
As we go zooming past them. We go zooming past them in the charter bus. So, for Israel, I'm Corey. This is the Believe in Georgia Dogs podcast on the Believe Network, brought to you by betonline.ag. We thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. As always, go Dogs, and good luck with all your picks.
Go Dogs.
Thanks, Don. Goodbye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.